Now he says, Eis Oritz Lomali. So why does the Pesach have to say Eis Oritz? So let it just say Eis HaShemayim. Why does it have to say Eis Oritz? So Lahaktim Shemayim Loritz. To put the word Shemayim before Oritz. Lahaktim Shemayim Loritz. Shrasha Lahaktim Shemayim Loritz. Diloik Siv Eis have a mina ka'achas nivrol. They were created together. Heis Breshabolokim Eis HaShemayim Loritz wouldn't mean together. You can't call it together. Therefore, it says the word "ace" to put one before the other. To say no, that Hashem first created the Shemayim and then He created the Eretz. Then the pasuk says, "V'yoretz ha'isa soyev voyu," and the world was empty. So Mar says, "Michti ba'Shemayim aschu bereshin." First pasuk, first it says, "Bereshis Baralekim ace Hashemayim." First, it starts off with the Shemayim. How come now in the second pasuk it starts talking about the Yoritz first, before the Shemayim? It starts right away saying, like, how come it left over Shemayim and went to the Yoritz? It's a mashal, an example to a king. He told his servants, I want you to wake up early in the morning and come to my door early in the morning. Hishkim, so they got up early. The king also got up early to see who's there by his door, and he found out there are ladies and men there. Noshim b'yanoshim. Is lemi mishabeach? Who did the king give special praise to? Lemi shein darker lahashkim vishkim. To the people like ladies that are not a derech, they're not used to getting up early, and they got up early, they get a bigger yashikoyach. So here also, when Hashem called like the Shemayim Boritz, the Shemayim was easy to come, but the Oritz was harder for it to come. But since Hashem now is giving praise back to the Oritz, that's why it says the second pasuk about the Oritz. So Rashi says, "Lemi shein darko lahashkim vishkim." Misochi nami, the same thing here. So kara la Shemayim tchila. First Hashem called to the Shemayim, heavenly Oritz ein darko lahashkim. Therefore, Oritz is not called, or it's not normal for it to come early. Another thing, whatever happened by the world created happened slowly. What Hashem created the Shemayim was very fast. And now that the Oris was created right after the Shemayim, that's why Hashem started to talk about the Oritz right away. Like it gets the biggest Shemach to Oritz over the Shemayim. But Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Oy lohem labriyos sheroyos v'einon yodas, that these people in the world we see, but we don't know marois, we don't know what we see. Oimdos, we're standing on something. V'ein yodos amai hein oimdos, and we don't know what we're standing on. So as we don't know what's doing in this world, we're on this world, and we don't know everything about this world. Ha'oretz ama oimedes. What is this world standing on? Al hamudim, on pillars, standing on pillars. Shenemar the pasuk says, "Hamargiz eretz from kaimai." Hashem will shake the ground from its place. V'yamudeha yis palotzun, and its pillars would also shake. So you see, the world is standing on pillars. Hamudim, what are the pillars standing up by? Al hamoyim, on the water. Shenemar the pasuk says, "Loroik eretz al hamoyim." Hashem threw the earth on top of the mayim. Mashma is held up by water. Mayim, what is the water held up by? Alohorim, on the mountains. Shenemar alohorim yamdu mayim. On top of the mountains are going to be the water. And horim, who's holding up the mountains? Beruach, by the wind. Shenemar, the pasuk says, ki hine yoitzer horim uboire ruach. Hashem created horim, the mountains, and He also created the ruach, the wind. And ruach besorah. And who's taking care of the ruach of the wind? That's Bisara, that's with a storm. Sara means the strong winds. Shenemar Pasuk says, ruach sa'ora, like a strong stormy wind. Oysa devoroi, yeah. That does what that does Hashem's words. Sa'ora, who takes care of the stormy winds? Sa'ora, teluya bizroya shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's totally hanging by the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar mitachas roya sa'olam. So comes everything boils down as under the strength of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what this world is held up by, one over under the other. This world is held up by 12 pillars. Shenem the pasuk says, Yatzev gvulois amim lemispar bnei Yisrael. Shem I put the pillars of the world, the mispar, the number of bnei Yisrael, 12 shvatim. The Yeshayim, some say, Zayin Amudim. There are 7 pillars holding up the world. Shenemar, Chotzva Mudeo Shiva. Like the Mudeo, the pillars of the world are 7. Rabbi Lezer ben Shmuel Oimer, Al Omud Echot. So the whole world is standing up on one pillar. The Tzadik Shmoy, the name of this pillar is Tzadik. Shenemar, the Pesach says, Vitzadik Yisoid Olam. Tzadik, that's the Yisoid of the whole world. That's like the foundation of the whole world. That's a Tzadik. Tzadik means somebody, he's a shalut over his Yetzer. He does what he wants and not listens to his Yetzer. He's a ruler over the Yetzer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Rekiyim Hein. There are 2 types of Rekiyas, 2 types of Shemayim, and upstairs there are 2 Rekiyas. Shnei Amar Pasuk says, Hein La Shem Elokecha HaShemayim U'Shmei HaShemayim. A double lotion, there's Shemayim, and there's the Shmei HaShemayim. There are 2 types of skies in Shemayim. Resh Lakish Amar Shiva. Resh Lakish says, no, there are 7 different types of skies. V'Elohein, these are the names of the 7 Shemayims. V'Loin, like a curtain. Rekia, another one. Shchokim, like clouds, another one. Zavul, a high place, another one. Moin, like you live. Machoin, that's the foundation. And Arovis, that's another Shemayim. There's 7 different Shemayims upstairs. Now, Vilon, what's the first Shemayim of Vilon? Eino Mishamish Klum. Really doesn't do anything. Elo Nichna Shachris V'yotzei Arvis. It goes in the morning and comes out at night. U'mechadesh B'chol Yoy Maisa Breshis. And every day makes over the Maisa Shemayim. The Maisa Breshis. Rashi says, Nichna Shachris means L'toich Tikoi V'yor Nira. It goes down into orbit, but because of that, there's light is you could see. The Yotzei Arvis, Metika, Yomispashet, Lamatim, and Or, and means at night time it goes under the sun, it covers up the sun, for Yoylam Choshech, because of the Shemayim of Vilon that covers over the sun, that's why the world becomes dark at night. So that's all this Vilon does. It's like a curtain. At night time it covers as a curtain over the sun, it's dark, and by daytime it takes away its curtain, its light. So Rashi says, V'zeh Chidush L'Maiseh Breshis B'chol Yoyim. That's what it makes over Maaseh Breishis. Every day there's light and there's darkness. That's because of the Shemayim called Vilon. Shenem Manaposik says, Hanoite Kadoik, spread out like a doik means like a Vilon, like a curtain. Shemayim Vayim Tochem Koyel Loshovis. And he stretches it out to live on. Rashi Kadoik means Uriah, like a type of a curtain. Alma Yesh Shemayim Shem Misham Shemelatash Mashuriah Prusa. The type of a Shemayim, all it does is just like a curtain, just spreads out. Then the second one is called Rekia. What's the Rekia? Sheboi Chama Ulevona Koychovim Mazolas Kavuyin. That's where the sun, the moon, and the stars and the Mazolas are there. They're in the Shemayim called the Rekia. Shenem and the Pesach says, Vayitein Oisa Melokim Berekia HaShemayim. Hashem put them, the Koychovim, the Shemesh, the Nireach, Berekia HaShemayim. So Rekia, that's the place where the stars and the moon and sun is. Shchokim, what's the third type of a Shemayim called? The Shchokim, Sheboi Rechayim, Rechayim Oimdois. That's where there's a grinder there. For Toichonis Mon LaTzadikim. And it grinds up Mon to give to the Tzadikim. Shenem the Pesach says, Vayitzav Shchokim Imal, Vedalse Shemayim Sach, Vayamter Aleim Mon Lechol. That does the Shchokim, that Hashem opened up the delos there, the door there, and it came down mon to eat. So the mon is there in the Shemayim called Shchokim. There's like a grinder there where Hashem grinds up to send down the mon. Zavul, what's the fourth one? Zavul, Sheboi Yerushalayim. There's Yerushalayim Lamala, the Yerushalayim in Shemayim. That's in the Shemayim called Zavul. Sheboi Yerushalayim Ubeis Hamikdash. Mizbeach Bonuk, there's a base of Mikdash there and the Mizbeach there in the Yerushalayim Lamala. Michoel Hasar HaGodol Oymed Umakriv Olav Korban. And Michal, this Malach, Michal, the Sar HaGodol, he's the Kayin there, he's Makriv Korbanus. Shenem HaPosik says, Bono Bonisi Beizvul Lechoin Mochon Neshiftecho Oylamin.
So the kitzur is this pasuk that in this zvul is the Beis Hamikdash of Lamala. And minolam yikra shemayim. How do we know this zvul is called shemayim? To yichsev ha-beit mishemayim rei mizvul kot shecho v'safatecho. You see, he also says mishemayim and mizvul, that the zvul is also called one of the shemayims. Item number 5 is ma'oin. What's ma'oin? Place of living. Sheboi kitoi shemal chayashoros. That's where the malachim stay. Shoim rois shira balayla. They say shira, they praise Hashem at night. V'chashoiz bayayim. And they're quiet by daytime. Nivnei kvodim shal Yisrael. They want to give cover to Klai Yisrael. Like Klai Yisrael says shira to Hashem bayayim. So when we're saying shira, they keep quiet. Rashi says v'chashoich. Nivnei kvodim shal Yisrael. Shemekalsin bayayim. Klai Yisrael gives shvach, gives praise to Hashem at daytime. Therefore in Shemayim the malachim are quiet. But at night time, that's when they say Shira. Shinem the Pasuk says, Yoimam Yitzavu Hashem Chasdoi, Ovalayla Shira Imi. That at night time, they're saying Shira. So that's this Moin, that's this place in the Shemayim that the Malachim stay and say Shira at night. Omer Resh Lakish, Kol Oisek Ba Torah Balayla. Whoever learns Torah at night time is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moishech Olam Chutcha Chesed Bayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts upon this person a chuta, a stripe of chesed on him by day. Shinemana put this pasuk that says, Yoimam Yitzavu Hashem Chasdoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Mitzavu by day, it's chesed. He'll give you a chut shal chesed by day. Umatam, what's the reason? Umatam, Yoimam Yitzavu Hashem Chasdoi, what's the reason why at daytime Hashem will give you this chut shal chesed? Mishum Ubalayla Shira Imi. Because at nighttime you were saying, Shira means you were learning Torah. Whoever learns Torah at night, it's a special thing. Hashem puts a chut shel chesed on you by daytime. Omer Rab Levi, Yevik the army, something like this. Omer Resh Lakish, Kol Oisek Ba Torah Boilam Azeh. Whoever learns Torah on this world, Shu Doima Lalaila. This world is Doima tonight. It's Choshech. It's blind here. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chutcha Chesed Olam Abo. A person will be zeichet to have this chut, this stripe of chesed on you in Olam Abo. Shu Doima Le Yoyim. Olam Abo is Doima to light, to or. There we'll see the truth, we'll see the real Yoyim. Shinemar our posit that says, Yoyim Yom Yitzav Hashem Chazdoi Uvalai Lo Shirimi. Same thing, why do you have chesed by Yoyim by day in Olam Abo? Because you said Torah, Balayla in this world. I'm a Rebbe Levi. Kol ha'poisik medivrei Torah. Whoever stops goes away from learning Torah. V'yoisik medivrei sicha, and he stam talks, stam sicha, stam dvor matelim, stam goes to talk, is ma'achilu noisai gachalei resamin. His oynish is they make him eat burning hot coals. Shinem and Apostle says in Iyov, ha'koitfim ma'luach a'alei siach, v'sherish resamin lachmon. That because of the siyah, because of this talk in vain that they had, they gave him resom and lachman, they had to eat boiling hot coals. Now for the Gemara, we know that the Ikri Shemayim, how do we know that this Moin is called Shemayim? Good, that's the place where the Malachim are, but how do we know it's also called Shemayim? Shenem and the Pasuk says, Ha'ashkifa memoim kotshecho min ha'shemayim. Ma'ashma min ha'shemayim goes to Moin. Moin is also called like the Shemayim. Right, the next one is called Mechoin. That's the sixth one. What's Mechoin? Sheboi, Oitzroi, Sheleg, V'Oitzros, Borod. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu has his Oitzer, he hides there. He has his warehouse of snow, of hail, V'Aliyah, Tloyim, Royim. These are the things that Hashem bring down in this world for punishment. In other words, that's the Shemayim that Hashem stores his ammunition where he gives punishment to the people in this world that do bad things. Who are then is Tloyim Royim, that the bear do there, Valias, Agolim, and strong waves, Vachadoris, Shal Seifa, Sauron, the bad winds there, storms there, Umaris, Shal Kitor, there's a Mara of smoke there. Vidalsosayim Esh, and their doors are made out of fire. Shinem and the Pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem Mechos, Atzori Atoiv. Hashem will open up his Oitzer Atoiv. Fred Gemara, Hani, Brikias, Nayu, these things are only in the Shemayim. Hani biyaris now, they're also in this world also. The Yechsiv the Pasuk says, Hallelujah Hashem in Oretz. We praise Hashem from this world. taninim, the great fishes, v'chol toimois, eishu vorod, shelag v'kita, ruach sara, oise devaroi. All these things are in the orbits on this world. There's eish, there's fire, there's borrowed hail and snow, and kita and smoke and storms. So what do you say? It's only in this mechayim. It's in the Shemayim, it's on this world also. So Marit says, Enechnam, Yom Rabbi Yehuda, that Omar Rav, that David, Bikesh Aleyim, Rachamim, V'horidom Loretz. David HaMelech was Mizbakish, David to Hashem, to take it down from the Mechoin, from the Shemayim Mechoin, to bring these things down to the Oretz. Why? What do you want these things to come down to this world for? Omar, he said like this, Omar Lefon, Rebbein Shalom, Loi Kel Chofetz Roshato, you're not Hashem that wants bad. Lo Yegurcho B'Megurcho Ra, nothing bad should be in your Mogur. Where you live in Shemayim, you shouldn't have these bad things there, these punishments there. Tzadik ato Hashem, lo yoga b'megurcho ra. That you're a tzadik, and Shemayim should only have good things, not bad things. Therefore, after double his mispal, Hashem brought down this union of the Shelag and the Geshem, he brought it down to Boretz. Rashi says, you shouldn't have these bad things by you. So there was no stira. First it was in Shemayim, then after Dovra Melech Tfilah, it came down Boretz. For the Gemara Minolon Yikri Shemayim, how do we know that Mechoin is called Shemayim? The Yosef the Pasuk says, V'ato Tishma Shemayim Mechoin Shiftecha. That the Shemayim Mechoin should listen, Mashma Mechoin is also called the Shemayim. Finally, the seventh one is called Aravos. How do we know what's in the Aravos? Sheboi Tzedek Mishpat Utzdoka. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu has, is midah of tzedek there, of mishpat and tzedakah. Ginzei chayim is the hidden of life, the ginzei shalom, the hidden of peace, the ginzei brocha, the hidden of brocha, and the shmosan shel tzadikim, that's where the neshamas of the tzadikim are, all the way up in the top shemayim. The ruchais and the shamay shasa liboris. And who are in the ruchais, stam the shedim, the ruchais, and who are in the neshamas that are going to be born. Rashi says Ruchas Neshamis, Rashi says Chod, you know. It's one thing. For Ruchas Neshamis, it's one thing. Yesh Meforashim Ruach, he are Neshamu Asuye Betzmus Aguf. Neshama, that's Neshima. The Ruach, that's the Guf, and the Neshama, that's this wind that goes into you. Vaita, Vetal, Shosa, Kosh Baruch Lahach Yis Ben Esim. There's also a special do in that Shemayim called Arovois. That a mitzvah Hashem is going to use to make tchias amesim with. Now tzedek u'mishpat, how do we know? The siddur pasuk says tzedek u'mishpat mechoin kistecha. It's upstairs in Shemayim. Stoker dichsiv ayubas stoker kishuryon. Ginzei chayim dichsiv ki imcho makor chayim. Veginzei shalom dichsiv ayikro le Hashem shalom. Veginzei bracha dichsiv yisa bracha meis Hashem. Nishmosat shal tzedikim dichsiv v'hoisa nefesh adonai tzrura b'sura chayim. Mashma that the neshamis es Hashem, the tzorah, the hidden, the upstairs by Hashem. B'tzorah ha'chayim es Hashem ulekechia. Ruchos neshamis shoshu liboros, how do we know the siv? Ki ruach melefon ayatav. O neshamis an the yasisi. Kodesh Baruch himself makes the neshamis means these things are in front of Hashem. Tal. Shosan Kodesh Baruch lachis v'mesim. How do we know this tale, this do that Hashem is going to use him as Hashem to make tchias v'mesim? The Chassid the pasuk says Geshem nedovois tonif Elokim nachlosko v'nilo ato kananto shom. So this zach that Hashem is Geshem, Hashem is going to make us wake up with this tchias v'mesim is also in the Shemayim. Vayter shomoy fanim musrofim chayes hakodesh. And this Shemayim called the Arovois, that's where these big Malochim, the Afanim, the Srofim, the Chayas HaKodesh are there. Ol Malachi HaShoros is there. The Kisa Yaakovit is there. Melech Kel Chai Rom Venisa Shechen Aleim. The Arovois. And the Kodesh Baruch himself is like up there in the Arovois, that's the place where Hashem is also. Shenem and Apostle says, Soilu L'Roiche V'Arovois, Bekor Shemoy. That go right up there in the Arovois, that's because Shema, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is. Now, so that's all these things are in the Arovois. Now the Gemara says, Minolam Yikra Shemayim, how do we know that Arovois is also called Shemayim? Asiya Rechiva Rechiva. Don't exerish Shava Rechiva Rechiva. Ksivhocha Soilu L'Roichiv Arovois. says the Lashon L'Reichiv Roid in the Arovis, Huxiv Hosom, Reichiv Shemayim B'Yazrecha, V'Choshech V'Yonav Arofel, not right here. So here says the Lashon Reichiv Shemayim B'Yazrecha, you see the word Reichiv goes on Shemayim, the Mele it says Reichiv Arovis, so both of them have to do with the Shemayim. And the darkness is all around there. Shenema Yoshes Choshech Sisroi Svivoisov Sukosai Cheshchas Mayim Oveshchokim. That around this Arovis is all the darkness there. Frati Gemara Omiyiko Chashrucha Karmi Shemaya. Is it true that upstairs in the Arovis where Kodesh Baruch himself lives, there's dark, there's blackness there? For Yoksiv the Pasuk says in the Neil, who gole amikoso umesaroso yodo. Yeah. So mash for what of Hashem, there's only gole, there's only light. Parfonal Kosh Baruch is only light. So how do you say here there's choshech there? And the Gemara, my bechashucha, what does it mean, the darkness? On huri mei. You yodo mo bechashchocha and huri mei sharei. It's all part of the Pasuk. Mash for upstairs, there is only light. There's always light here by Hashem. So how can we say now that the Choshech and Onav Arofel are all around?